This is U.S. Politics Daily Scan, Tuesday, August 18th, 2026, from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. Today's biggest civic action is a group of primaries and a California House special election that will shape the November midterms. Also in focus, a Supreme Court fight over White House construction, a still pending dispute over federal election rules, FEMA's new leader, federal funding, and new Canada tariffs scheduled for Wednesday. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1, Debate Spotlight. Florida votes under a newly drawn congressional map that could help decide House control. Florida holds its state and congressional primaries today, August 18th, using a new U.S. House map approved during a special legislative session and allowed to take effect by the Florida Supreme Court. Republicans already hold 20 of the state's 28 House seats. Reporting on the new map says it could improve Republican prospects in as many as 4 more seats, though the final results will depend on the candidates and November voters. What to watch? County results are expected after polls close today. The larger legal challenge to the map may continue even as the November 3rd election moves ahead. Headline 2. Alaska's top 4 primary begins the state's ranked choice path to November. Alaska voters are holding their statewide primary today. Candidates for each race appear on one ballot, and the top 4 finishers generally advance to the November 3rd general election, when voters rank candidates. The U.S. Senate race includes incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan and another candidate with the same name, Daniel Dan Sullivan, along with former U.S. Representative Mary Peltola and others. What to watch? Election night results are unofficial. Watch which 4 candidates advance in the Senate and at-large House races, and whether close fourth-place contests lead to later ballot counting changes.
Headline 3. California's 14th district picks a temporary House representative today. Voters in California's 14th congressional district are choosing a replacement for former Representative Eric Swalwell in a special general election today. The finalists are Democratic State Senator Aisha Wahab and Melissa Hernandez, a Bay Area Rapid Transit Board leader. The winner will serve the rest of the current congressional term. Both candidates are also running in the regular election for the next full term. What to watch? Initial Alameda County returns will show the direction of the race, but California's official count can take longer because of mail ballots. The winner then heads to Washington for the remainder of the term and continues campaigning for the November election. Headline 4. Supreme Court response is due in the White House ballroom construction dispute. Opponents of President Trump's planned White House ballroom must respond to the administration's Supreme Court request today. The administration wants the court to let construction continue while it appeals a D.C. Circuit ruling that said Congress had not authorized the project. Unless a higher court intervenes, the appeals court's halt on above-ground work is scheduled to take effect August 21st. What to watch? Watch for the challenger's filing today and any rapid action by the Supreme Court before the August 21st deadline.
Headline 5. Mail voting limits remain in place while the Supreme Court considers the administration's request. The Supreme Court docket showed no order as of August 18th on the Trump administration's request to revive parts of its March election order. Lower federal courts have blocked key provisions. A Boston federal judge also recently barred the Postal Service from taking steps this year to carry out parts of the order involving mail ballots. What to watch? The next major event is a Supreme Court order on the emergency stay request. Separately, the underlying cases will continue in lower courts. Headline 6. New 50% duties on selected Canadian goods are scheduled to start Wednesday. An additional 50% duty on specified Canadian dairy imports is scheduled to take effect at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday, August 19th. The White House issued related actions covering selected Canadian motor vehicle and alcohol-related goods. The duties apply to listed products, not every import from Canada. What to watch? Watch whether U.S. Customs and Border Protection issues implementation guidance, whether Canadian officials announce a response, and whether affected companies change prices or supply plans. Headline 7. Senate confirmed FEMA chief takes over as federal disaster policy is being reworked. The Senate confirmed Cameron Hamilton to lead the Federal Emergency Management Agency on August 7th.
He becomes FEMA's first permanent administrator of Trump's second term as the administration, and a presidential review council push for a smaller federal role in many disasters and more responsibility for states and local governments. What to watch? Watch for Hamilton's swearing in, agency directives before peak hurricane season, and whether Congress advances legislation changing FEMA's role or disaster aid formulas.
Headline 8.
Congress still needs a final funding deal before the September 30 deadline. The Senate has passed a temporary funding bill, H.R. 6500, that would generally keep the federal government operating through December 11th. The measure has not become law because the House has not approved the Senate's version. The current federal funding authority expires September 30th. What to watch? The House and Senate are in August recess. Watch what version House leaders bring up after lawmakers return, and whether the chambers can settle differences before September 30th. Now let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate spotlight. Florida votes under a newly drawn congressional map that could help decide House control. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about redistricting and the 2026 midterms. Debate spotlight. Florida votes under a newly drawn congressional map that could help decide House control. Florida holds its state and congressional primaries today, August 18th, using a new U.S.
Let's stick to this, redistricting and the 2026 midterm story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on redistricting and the 2026 midterms. I hear that cost worry, but look at what's already happening here. Florida holds its state and congressional primaries today, August 18th, using a new U.S. House map approved during a special legislative session and allowed to take effect by the Florida Supreme Court.
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. This is bigger than one state's primary. The House margin is narrow, so even a few changed districts can affect which party controls Congress in 2027. Supporters of the map say it is lawful and does not use racial data.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. This is bigger than one state's primary. The House margin is narrow, so even a few changed districts can affect which party controls Congress in 2027. Supporters of the map say it is lawful and does not use racial data.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular redistricting and the 2026 midterms plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program, it's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Run the local zip scan for a sighted look at civic decisions and political news affecting your community. Now back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this redistricting and the 2026 midterm story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that, for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller, local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. County results are expected after polls close today. The larger legal challenge to the map may continue even as the November 3rd election moves ahead. That's the real test here, not which side wins the argument today.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.